Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode where I look at a famous song and look at the lyrics, looking at some of the vocabulary and maybe some of the grammatical structures inside the song. Today's song is Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, one of those songs which is instantly recognizable when you hear the chorus. So it might be a good idea just to have a listen to the song first in whatever music streaming service you have or video service you can watch, just so you know the song that I'm talking about. First of all, a little bit about the song. It's from 1984 and it's the lead single from Rockwell's debut studio album of the same name. And it features guest vocals by some very famous people, notably Michael Jackson in the chorus and his brother Jermaine Jackson. So let's have a look at the lyrics. So it starts, who's watching? Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me? So instantly we can see that there is somebody watching, or at least he thinks that somebody is watching him. This song really is about paranoia, when you think something is happening, something negative. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. He continues, I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. Let's have a look at those two lyrics. So first of all, the word average. Average means very normal, nothing special, in the middle, typical or standard. I work from 9 to 5. These are usually the hours we refer to as being the working day. You may know the Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5. And then he says, I pay the price. To pay the price, this means to suffer the consequences of your actions, to pay the price. He continues, all I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? So all I want is to be left alone. So this is the passive voice, to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? Now the twilight zone is referring to a classic TV show, a horror show. So he feels like he's in the twilight zone. And then the chorus, I always feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? The next verse, when I come home at night, I bolt the door real tight. Let's look at that. I bolt the door real tight. So to bolt the door means not just to lock it, but to use a bolt to lock it. And a bolt is a bar that slides into a socket to fasten a door. So it's really more than just locking it. It's securing the door to make sure that nobody enters. Real tight. I bolt the door real tight. This is what I would describe as not fantastic English, but it's a lyric, so it doesn't really matter. When you are describing an adjective, you should use an adverb. In this case, really is the right word, but to fit with the song, he uses a real tight. And actually in some maybe less formal English, colloquial English, the word real can be used or is used to describe an adjective like tight, real tight. People call me on the phone, I'm trying to avoid. Well, can the people on TV see me? Or am I just paranoid? And here's that word again, paranoid. I used the noun word paranoia earlier. Paranoid is the adjective. When you feel like something negative is happening, then you are paranoid, possibly paranoid. He continues, when I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. Hopefully that's clear. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of psycho too much. Let's look at that last part. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched. And when they say touched, he's speaking about being maybe a bit mad, a bit unusual. This is less common, and it's a bit of an old-fashioned way of saying this, just a little touched. But maybe showers reminds me of psycho too much. And when he says psycho, he's referring to the classic Hitchcock movie Psycho, which has a particularly famous scene with a woman being murdered in the shower. So I think that's why he's worried about being in the shower, because he's thinking about that scene from the movie. And then back to the chorus. I always feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Who's playing tricks on me? To play a trick on someone is to deceive them. And then the last part of the song. Who's watching me? I don't know anymore. Are the neighbors watching? Who's watching? Well, it's the mailman watching me. The mailman is the American version of postman, as we say in Britain, postman. Tell me who's watching me. And I don't feel safe anymore. Oh, what a mess. I wonder who's watching me now. Who? The IRS? And the IRS is the Internal Revenue Service, which in the United States is the federal government responsible for collecting taxes. In Britain, they are the HMRC, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, the IRS in the United States. And then back to the chorus. And that's the end of the song. So, quite an interesting song, interesting lyrics. I hope you enjoyed my analysis of the song. Remember, if you have any songs that you'd like me to analyze on these podcasts, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.